This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. It's been nearly 3 weeks since an explosion on Moscow's subway killed more than 36 people. No one has claimed responsibility and no charges have been filed, though the Russian government says Chechen separatists may have been involved. Chechens and other minorities long have been discriminated against in Russia, and following the bombing, racially motivated attacks on dark-skinned people have increased. NPR's Lauren Sheets reports from Moscow.
2 days after the subway bombing, Yunus Sultanov and his 8-year-old daughter Hersheta were walking near their apartment in the city of St. Petersburg. A group of shaven-headed young men approached. They shouted racial slurs and knocked Yunus Sultanov unconscious. Then they began beating Sultanov's 8-year-old daughter Hersheta with chains. The young men stabbed Hersheta 11 times. She died within minutes. Clutching a portrait of her daughter, Hersheta's mother sobbed hysterically as she described the incident to Russian TV. Why did they kill her? She was like a little doll. Hersheta was not Chechen. Her parents are natives of the former Soviet Republic of Tajikistan. Her family was in Russia legally, but Hersheta's dark physical features, features similar to those of many Chechens, were enough of a motive for the skinheads who stabbed her to death. The Moscow subway attack, regardless of who carried it out, has served as new fodder for extremist groups who hate all racial minorities living in Russia. Skinheads like this gang shown on Russian TV operate relatively openly. One skinhead, who gave his name as Tisak, or Jackknife, said the subway bombing had been a good recruitment tool. Jackknife says, "We'll grow our army of skinheads from the ranks of ordinary people whose relatives or friends have died. They will go and kill." Police at first tried to classify 8-year-old Hersheta's killing a random murder. Analysts say police reluctance to deal with hate crimes is widespread. Yevgeny Volk is an analyst with the Russian division of the Heritage Foundation.
They try somehow to silence down the political nature of such crimes and just to show them as a routine crime which has nothing to do with the ethnic extremist background.
Russian police also played down the murder last weekend of an African college student in the central city of Voronezh. They have yet to classify it as racially motivated. The student was stabbed in broad daylight outside his dorm. He was the 8th African student murdered in Russia in 5 years. African students here say they live in constant fear of attacks by extremists. Since the subway bombing, some Russian politicians have called for Moscow to be purged of so-called illegal elements. Nikolai Kharitonov is the Communist Party candidate for Russia's March 14th presidential election. Kharitonov says it's no secret that practically all the dormitories in Moscow are full of suspicious young people. We have to clean out Moscow immediately. Kharitonov says the security services should expel so-called undesirables from the capital. Some public opinion polls have shown a big percentage of Moscow residents would like to see all the hundreds of thousands of natives from Russia's Caucasus mountain region, Chechens among them, evicted from the capital, even those living here legally. Alexei Malashenko of the Moscow Carnegie Center says the subway bombing was a perfect trigger for extremist violence against minorities. Malashenko says it's different, for instance, than last summer's suicide bombing at a Moscow rock concert. 8 million people use the subway every day.
From the psychological point of view, because you see, if we compare the situation with the explosions that took place last year, now it's much more dangerous, because you see, underground Moscow subway is a most popular transport, more democratic.
Russia's parliament is considering sweeping curbs on the media's right to report on terrorist attacks. Backers of the curbs say they're needed to limit public hysteria, which could fire up extremist tendencies. But detractors like Parliament Deputy Viktor Pakhmelkin says such measures fail to deal with the real problem. This is dealing with the symptoms of the disease rather than the causes, Pakhmelkin says. And part of the problem is that Nazism in Russia, to a degree, goes unpunished. Nothing is being done to fight it. Pakhmelkin says curbs on the coverage of terrorist attacks will just be used as a cover to impose more outright censorship on Russia's media. This in a country where state TV has been turned back into a Soviet-style mouthpiece for the Kremlin. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.